Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Food stuff!
Food stuff brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, one in the Delmar Loop, one down on Southampton, and we got a new one coming to St. Charles in early 2019. We're also on Instagram Live as of right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. I'm going to put up a picture of the mistletoe shirt, too. People can check that out. Oh, and we should check in later on the votes on my...
The shirt you had on yesterday?
Yeah.
What was it yesterday later in the afternoon?
What was it?
Yeah, what was the vote?
Yeah.
Oh, more were for it than against it, but it was kind of close.
Okay.
Like a 60-40 split, we'll say.
Ooh.
Food stuffs.
New study came out that basically said fast food meals aren't actually the worst. You know what is worse than fast food? Fast food's not good, but in terms of calories...
The biscuits and gravy in our vending machine that is dying this morning.
But like sit-down restaurants, those kind of chains. Think like Olive Garden, stuff like that.
When I think of like high calorie, I think of Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, yeah.
That'll get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On average, full-service joints, as they call them, average about 1,300 calories in fast food, 969 calories.
Isn't that funny? And they get such a bad rap.
Exactly.
But your portion way size, more. Right? Yeah. Your portion size is way smaller going through the drive-thru.
That's very true. And Burger King, oddly enough, fewer calories than every single chain that was in this study, at least.
Really?
And the most of the fast food ones?
Steak and Shake.
No.
Jack in the Box.
KFC.
Oh, yeah.
They'll get you.
Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Taters.
Love the taters.
And some news that has a big effect on my life. Butterfinger. We're getting a whole new Butterfinger recipe. So Butterfinger ownership has changed.
Oh, no. Jen's going to be upset. That's her all-time favorite.
It's my favorite candy bar. I'm going to have to make a run on it.
I think this is for the best. A more distinguished chocolatier has taken over Butterfinger, and they're removing some of the like hydrogenated oils.
Hydrogenated,
thank you. They're removing some of the bad ingredients and then improving the ones. So the chocolate, they say, is going to be less waxy.
Sometimes but sometimes you're used to that fake chocolate.
Yeah. I know.
It's like Sixlets. Remember Sixlets?
Yeah.
They had real phony chocolate. I loved them.
Yeah.
I
know.
Yeah, those are good every now and then.
But that's kind of why I can't have Butterfinger anymore.
Because of the hydrogenated oil?
Yeah. Hydrogenated.
Kevin, can you do it?
I can do it.
Say it.
Oh. Say hydrogenated?
Wow.
Oh, good job. Yeah. What did you think I was asking?
More about Annie.
Food stuff.
Anyway, those will hit shelves late January, early February.
Man,
and you better believe I'll be bringing some in. And slightly different wrappers, so you'll be able to tell.
It's kind of risky, though. It's kind of like the new Coke.
Yeah, that's immediately what I thought of.
It's funny. This article brings that up, and they asked the new Butterfinger people about that. And they're like, yep, you always run that kind of risk, but we think we're putting a more quality product out there. Like I said, the logo is going to change a little bit, and the wrapper, instead of a single wrapping, it'll have a double wrapper to preserve the new freshness in the way that they're doing these things.
What?
I know. I think it's good.
I'm intrigued.
No, I mean, if they're making a quality product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A better Butterfinger.
Mm-hmm.
Making Butterfinger great again. I'm into it. Jen brought in some ice cream.
I did. So I was at the Thyme, Courtney's favorite place, mm-hmm. the Fresh Thyme, and they had an ice cream that I thought you had to try. I can't because it's not gluten-free. But if you love a Wendy's Frosty and dipping your French fries in it... Milkshake and fries ice cream.
Ooh.
What?
Weird.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh.
Tell me more.
Tahitian vanilla bean ice cream, shoestring french fries, and milk chocolate malt balls.
What? It sounds delicious.
Let's make this happen.
And by eating it, you're a feminist because it's a female-owned business. They have that on the label.
By eating it, you're a feminist.
Okay, well, look
at this. Courtney's not interested. Oh, wow. Well, hang on. Let me see this. Let's Instagram Live right now. You can see this. Look at
some
those fries
in there and the fries. Okay, so
you got to check this out. Instagram.
I should have sat it out. Yeah. So that's yours, Court.
Is that Wendy's deal still going on, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
You can
get the, 99 cents, get you a free Frosty a week for $29.99.
You, like, just made words up. You're just throwing stuff out there.
You had half the story.
Buy, like, the thing, the keychain.
For a $2 donation to the Dave Thomas Foundation, you know, that helps, like, foster and adoptive care, you get a keychain. And it entitles you to a free Frosty, I believe, with the purchase of something else at Wendy's. All year long.
All year long, yeah.
Yeah. It expires December 31st, 2019. It makes a perfect stocking stuffer. Okay. And for the people who can't have the dairy.
This is really good. I just don't taste any of the fries.
You don't?
Not really. Oh, that might have been a fry.
Kev?
they're really thin.
But the ice cream itself is really good.
It's very good.
Keep in mind, a woman made it.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
It means it's probably delicious.
You sound like it, Mr. Feminist.
No.
I mean, I know this is your favorite Ben and Jerry's flavor, right? Cherry Garcia.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Non-dairy.
Delicious.
Have you tried it?
Yes.
You have?
I'm a big fan.
I don't love this.
You don't love the...
No.
It's a letdown?
It's missing salt. It's missing a little bit of salt.
It tastes like feminism.
Which is delicious. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff
I like
out.
The idea. I just
rather get a Frosty with fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Not my thing.
All right.
We're going to get back to our ice cream. That has been Foodstuffs. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.